I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. To end human trafficking, we have to challenge societal attitudes and disrupt cycles of poverty. And then there's the next generation to consider. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says in the red light district of India, children are vulnerable to harm.
It's really dangerous in the red light area because, you know, it's kind of a lawless area. And so the children really are at risk, especially because there's no one really to protect the children. They kind of roam around as they get older. They roam around the streets, and men can take advantage of these children very easily.
And that's why Vision Beyond Borders is opening a day and night care center. It's a safe place where kids can play, learn, and hear about Christ. But VBB is facing a tight fundraising deadline, and they could use your help. Get the details at missionnews.org. And recently, Lebanon's president talked about Christianity and the Middle East and North Africa region's changing religious landscape with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. And while this might seem like a step forward for minority religions, it's actually a somewhat layered topic. Sat7's Terry Ascott explains.
For those of you who don't know the history, Syria has been quite involved in Lebanon and oppressive of Lebanon and carried out what can only be described as war crimes against the Lebanese. So for Christians now to be helping Syrian refugees and giving them aid is quite a witness in itself.
So with all the violence in the region, many Muslims have lost their faith, but they're finding hope in the message of Christ, which is being broadcast into homes by Sat7. So would you pray for the gospel's work and for peace? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.